Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10 o'clock on a Friday morning, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie. James Seltzer with us, and you guys in the phone lines, 888-729-9494. John Ritchie, good morning.
Joe, it's good to see you, man.
You too.
Good to have you in with us because I appreciate you as a tough-minded, physically hardy, focused person.
The tougher Joe, you might say.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
Not soft. We'll touch on that. Yeah.
Did you know that bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, laser printers, all invented by women?
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Women inventors. That's pretty, I mean, bulletproof vests.
Yeah, I mean, those are
fire escapes.
Really,
I mean, that makes
things.
A lot of sense. A fire escape. Why didn't they think of that earlier?
All the moron men were like,
Windshield wipers. Dudes, you couldn't think of windshield wipers. That is a great invention.
You think the men of the time when those inventions went down, they were like, "Oh, I didn't think of that." And the women were like, "Well, come on. Like this is obviously a need."
Windshield wipers is like the thing that I wish I would have invented. Either that or seatbelt.
Had you
invented the seatbelt, think of the way you would live right now.
Well, literally every person alive uses it.
Yes.
I always wanted to be the guy who invented Kleenex because, you know, like that's like it goes from tissues to Kleenex. I want something where my name is synonymous with the product.
Oh, that's a good
point. You know what I'm saying?
It supersedes the thing.
Exactly. People say Kleenex, not tissues.
Yeah, those are special things.
You're right.
Well, that's a great fact to start us off here. We got a lot to get into today. And we are, 6 days away, John Ritchie, from Andy Reid Appreciation Day here on WIP, which I know not everyone.
Seems like it's causing a bit of a stir.
Yeah, you know what? But everything causes a stir around here. That's kind of what happens. But I am on board, and I know you are too, with Andy Reid Appreciation Day. I'm happy that we're having it.
Me too.
And here's what I'll say about where we're going with Andy Reid and the talk over the next couple of weeks. I mean, there's no question, John, that Andy Reid is one of the people responsible for where the Eagles are now. We know what how he took over this franchise and led it to what it became and kind of set it up for success. But I do think we've gone a little bit overboard with saying that Andy Reid is the sole reason or even the biggest reason why the Eagles became a good franchise when he got here. I mean, the way I look at it, John, is Andy Reid is one of the biggest reasons the Eagles are a really good franchise now and have been in it for a long time. But the biggest reason that I believe the Eagles are what they are, which is one of the premier NFL franchises, is their owner, Jeff Lurie. Jeff Lurie set this whole thing up. Jeff Lurie hired Andy Reid. The Eagles have been a relevant franchise because of Jeffrey Lurie. Jeff Lurie set this whole thing up. If not for Jeff Lurie, there's no Andy Reid. Like, I give Jeff Lurie the most credit, John, for what the Eagles are. Then Andy.
I love Jeffrey Lurie. And from the moment I arrived in Philadelphia as a player, it was clear to me this is a man who will do whatever he can, whatever it takes to give this team the best chance to win. You know, he buys in.
Yep.
And it's, you know, basically to the coaches, to the organization, to the staff, hey, what do you need? I'll make it happen. But come on, man. I mean, that's money. I appreciate it. He's got a lot of it. He's pouring it into this team. But Andy's the one who's done all the grunt work, the blood and sweat and toil and tears, like laid the foundation of excellence for this organization. He was the head coach here from 99 until
14 seasons.
14 seasons where he turned this thing on its ear, on its head, tipped the scales to our advantage, where we were once and also ran.
Mm-hmm.
It was now, this is the team you expect to be a playoff-bound contender every year. That's not an easy thing. That's changing the tenor of an entire city, of an entire organization. It's changing the footprint of what the Eagles represent. I mean, that is no small feat.
No, it's
and,
a big
and
thing.
Yes, Jeffrey paid for it. But Andy's the architect. Andy is the planner, the schemer, the coach, the teacher, the mentor. Come on, man. Like, he put the work in.
He did.
He put the elbow grease in. Jeffrey Lurie is an amazing owner, but he just wrote his name on the bottom of the checks.
Well, I think you're not giving him enough credit. He's the visionary for this. Like, this is Jeff Lurie's vision.
Oh, come on. The visionary?
He's the visionary.
Oh, yeah. Like, he knew exactly what Andy Reid's plan was.
No,
Andy
no,
Reid is
talent.
The visionary.
He recognized Andy
Reid
what Andy
is the
could
guy.
Be.
Andy, oh, come on.
He hired
man.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, he hired him. And that was a risk because at
worked.
That point in time, he was not proven.
Not great
so,
owners
yes,
take risks.
I give Jeffrey credit for taking a chance on a quarterback's coach from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Holmgren's quarterback's coach. But come on. Andy Reid's legacy in this league is one of, you know, nurturing, teaching, instructing the grown men to be better men as coaches, as players, as I believe this guy commands a lot of respect with his players and with his coaches alike. And you can see that these coaches have a lot of success when they venture out on their own because of the foundation, the formula that Andy has created. You know, like every coach, every organization has its schedule, the way they work things. And it's all based off of what Bill Walsh did. So Bill Walsh, yes, he's the one who actually deserves the most credit because what he has done, he built from scratch. Andy Reid took that model and adapted it. He has changed what Bill did for the better, you know, to suit his players. But, you know, the structure that's intact, that's in place, Jeffrey didn't make that. This structure that Doug follows, by the way. I mean, down to the freaking athletic training schedule, when guys get treatment, when they don't, when they work out, how the off-season program looks. Everything was created by Andy Reid.
Well, let me give you my perspective on this. I love Andy Reid. And Andy Reid, I can't wait for Andy Appreciation Day, but he ranks two in this for me. He gets a lot of credit for what the Eagles have become the last two decades, but Jeff Lurie gets the most credit, and here's why. And I believe this. Jeff Lurie was the visionary for what the Eagles became. He bought this football team, and the Eagles were not a good franchise at that point. They really weren't. I mean, I know we have our love for the Eagles for all our generations, but let's be real. Like, in the mid-90s, late 90s, the Eagles were a poor organization. You forgot about them, and they weren't on the national scene at all. Jeff Lurie hired Andy Reid, which was a risk. He took a risk. Jeff Lurie saw that the NFL was moving forward to a new direction, and I think he put people in place to take it that way. A coach that was willing to take a quarterback high over a running back, a coach that was willing to pass the ball more than run the ball. Jeff Lurie, he's no dummy. He saw the way the league was going, and he wanted to put people in place, football people in place, to take it that way. And then I'll also give Jeff Lurie credit for this. Built a new stadium. I mean, he helped at least make Lincoln Financial Field a real thing where the Vet was moving away. I mean, the part of that's why, and we all have great memories of the Vet, but come on, Lincoln Financial Field is a beautiful place to watch a football game. It is.
I don't have the greatest memories of the Vet.
Well, a lot of people do, but here's the thing.
I having played there as a Raider, that was awful.
Sure, of course it was, but it was.
But it was amazing having grown up, yes. You know, watching, wanting to be there as a fan, seeing how powerful that place was.
It was great. So he was a visionary in terms of hiring the right coach. He helped build a new stadium. And look, there would be no Howie Roseman without Jeff Lurie. Howie Roseman is the architect of the only team that's ever won a Super Bowl here. Howie Roseman helped build that football team. He's not a perfect executive, but he did build that team. The only reason he's here is because, one, Jeff Lurie saw something out of him when he was very young to hire him, watched him grow in the organization, and then when he lost faith in him, he gave him the job back. And there's one big mistake, just one big mistake that Jeff Lurie has made, and that was Chip Kelly. And you know what he did? He recognized it before it went off the rails and the franchise went off the rails, and he corrected it. And guess what he did? He went and asked the one great coach that he hired, Andy Reid, give me some help here. And he took his advice and he hired Doug Peterson.
Andy Reid!
Yeah, but guess what?
Andy Reid suggested to Jeffrey what to do.
But you know what?
Jeffrey understands. Some owners are stubborn. Andy Reid built this thing.
Some owners are
and
stubborn.
And he needed to lean on the architect.
Some owners are stubborn. And Jeff Fleury is not stubborn because he listened to Andy Reid.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, he's an open-minded guy.
And that's
he's
important.
Willing to accept information from any source. But he went directly to the horse's mouth. I mean, he went to the guy that matters most, the guy who has done the most for this organization, when he asked Andy. And you're saying Jeffrey's responsible for the, what would you call it, the renaissance, the Eagles renaissance
that we're experiencing? Last 2 decades, they've been a premier
team. Andy Reid is the sculptor. He's the painter.
But it continues
Jeffrey
without Andy.
Is the, whatever you'd call it, the guy who put the order in for the sculptor.
Well,
the
I look at it like this. He owns the restaurant, right? And then Andy's
the
great chef.
He owns
the
restaurant.
Andy's
he
the great
paid
chef.
For the sculpture.
Andy's the great chef.
Andy is the chef. I mean, I'd rather say that the chef is responsible for the beauteous work compared to the guy who ordered it from the sculptor.
But there would be no restaurant without that owner, without Jeff Fleury. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. Listen. Andy Reid deserves a ton of credit for what the Eagles have become, but I believe Jeff Fleury deserves more, and it's almost like all the Andy appreciation has made us forget the only reason Andy Reid became Andy Reid is because Jeff Fleury saw something or heard something in
that
interview.
Well, we shouldn't forget that.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
yeah, you're
he
right.
Took a chance.
Jeffrey does get lost in all this to some degree.
It's like he's just
I
a spectator.
I think it's important to remember how big a deal he's been.
And I'll throw one more thing in. You know, when he retook, what was the quote? Like, I need my franchise back. I want to take my franchise back when Chip Kelly kind of took over. He took it back from Chip before.
I appreciate that.
Me too, before it went off the rails. And I give Jeff Fleury, and I've been a little critical lately, John, that maybe he's getting too involved in football matters, but he has done some things, although I don't love owners meddling, that have worked out. He was the one that pushed the Eagles, and I think pushed them towards, we need a franchise quarterback. He was on the road with them, though, you know, for their trip to scout Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, and they got a good quarterback out of it. They got Carson Wentz, so good on Jeff. And he was also pushing for them not to lose John DeFilippo a couple years ago to the Jets. He wanted to stay and created this great coaching staff. And who wanted to bring Nick Foles back? That was Jeff Lurie. So he's done some good things here, even when he does meddle. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in as we debate who deserves more credit here for the Eagles and what they've become the last 2 decades, which is truly, truly a really good franchise. I think sometimes we take it for granted, John, how good of a franchise they are. I mean, they've played in six championship games in the last 2 decades. And they've gone to the playoffs, what was it, 10 times under Andy? They've gone 4 times since. That's 14 trips to the playoffs in 2 decades. Like, they're in the playoffs almost every year.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about conference games. Andy was 5. Andy was responsible directly for 5 of those conference
championship
games.
There's also a 6 that he wasn't here for that Jeffrey was here for and Doug was here for. It was a big one.
But Andy created this tradition of winning. This, you know, there was a major hiatus, a major layoff in terms of good football being played around here.
Yeah, it was.
You know, you got the Jaws and Wilbert Montgomery and Harold Carmichael, and then you got, you know, some getting close for quite a while.
The overrated Buddy teams that everyone loves, but they didn't win anything.
Buddy, you know, the all-about defense stuff. I mean, having Randall as our quarterback made things seem better, I guess, because he was so exciting, but it was not a successful team.
No, they were exciting,
we were
but
not
great.
A successful organization. We were not you couldn't call us a winning organization. Andy made us a winning organization, not Jeffrey. Jeffrey paid an arm and a leg, paid whatever it took, but he left it up to the experts. Jeffrey was a great delegator. He didn't claim to know everything. You know, he said, I'm going to go out and find the brightest minds in football and put them to work.
And he did.
He would tell you that.
And he found them.
Yes. And so I do appreciate that. And I think Jeffrey is, in a large way, responsible for a lot of our success. But I can't say he's done more than Andy. because Andy is the one who got his hands dirty all throughout, built this from the ground up, taught these – man, the coaching tree is legendary, and that says a lot. This coaching tree will go down in history. It will never be – and it's going to grow from here.
It's
Think about
of,
that.
It's part of Andy's legacy and why he's a lock Hall of Famer now, before the Super Bowl.
The biggest deal in the world. He And I agree with you. He is a lock for the Hall of Fame, whether he wins a Super Bowl or not. And that opinion was first voiced earlier this week by Ray Dininger on our show. Everyone was saying, hey, this guy needs to do more, right?
Needs to get that ring.
Yeah. When you think about it, actually, no, he doesn't.
And
the biggest reason of all is that he has created something from nothing here. And those who forget that are doing themselves in this city, and Andy Reid, a disservice for that matter. So, yes. Obviously, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, I am on board for the Andy Reid Appreciation Day.
Most of us are. The smart ones around here are.
Yeah, I like to think that.
Well, I think we're all
– I like to think –
we all have our unique opinions, which makes WIP what it is. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. We will debate this. I believe Jeff Lurie deserves the most credit for what the Eagles have become the last two decades. John Ritchie says Andy Reid. We got a lot to get into today, including – the latest on what's going on down in Clearwater with Joe DeCamera at Philly's
fantasy
everything camp.
To me.
Hold on.
Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
We need to put this out there. I am irate.
Yeah, you're upset this morning.
I'm going to struggle just keeping my emotions in check with what's going on.
We'll explain it to you coming back
with
the other side.
DeCamera.
Yeah, look, we got a lot to get into. Lurie and Reid, we'll touch on the NBA All-Star. A Sixer is there. Another one's probably going. Philly's over-under. But we'll come back. Your calls on Andy versus Lurie. And an update on, and just really why John Ritchie is so upset at Joe DeCamera and what is going on at Philly's fantasy camp. That is coming up. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera. 888-729-9494 alongside John Ritchie and James Seltzer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.